This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of southwest Iowa, west central Iowa, east central Nebraska, northeast Nebraska, and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon and tonight, severe thunderstorms are likely for mid-afternoon and evening. There is an enhanced risk of severe storms along and south of a line from York toward Wahoo and Fort Calhoun in Harlan, Iowa. Some of these storms could contain very large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. Locally heavy rainfall will also accompany any storms that develop, with a slight risk of excessive rainfall possible in southeast Nebraska and southwest Iowa if storms can repeat over the same areas. Isolated storms should begin to develop over parts of west central Iowa and east central Nebraska in the 3-4 p.m. time frame, becoming more numerous between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. as the storms shift eastward, continuing into the evening hours. High to very high fire danger can be expected across southwest Iowa and parts of far southeast Nebraska this afternoon, where southerly winds will increase to 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. And now the extended outlook for the period Wednesday through Monday. The frontal boundary remains stalled in the region Wednesday, which could trigger additional severe storms Wednesday afternoon, evening, generally south of Interstate 80. There is an enhanced risk of severe storms this day as well. There is a slight risk for severe storms across southeast Nebraska and southern Iowa again Thursday as the system finally makes its way out of the region. Spotter information statement. Storm spotter activation is likely for parts of eastern and southeastern Nebraska and western Iowa late this afternoon and evening. This is NOAA All Hazards Radio Station KIH-61 in Omaha, Nebraska. The current time is 2:41 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Severe storms are expected to develop sometime around 4 p.m. across north-central Kansas into eastern Nebraska, with large hail, damaging winds, as well as isolated tornadoes mainly south of the Interstate 80 corridor. The severe storm activity is expected to continue through the evening hours along a stalled frontal. Given that there is an enhanced risk of severe storms over portions of northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, and southwest Iowa, people are advised to remain up to date with the latest forecast concerning the impending severe storm outbreak. Otherwise, temperatures ahead of the front will again reach the lower to mid-80s. While winds will not be as strong as yesterday, the warm temperatures could lead to very high grassland fire danger across southeast Nebraska and southwest Iowa. Highs behind the cold front will only reach the mid to upper 60s. Lows tonight drop into the upper 40s behind the cold front, but remain the mid to upper 60s ahead of it. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Omaha and Council Bluffs area. Rest of today, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may be severe with damaging winds and large hail. Highs around 80. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 50%. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some thunderstorms may be severe with damaging winds and large hail until midnight. Lows around 60. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour, diminishing to up to 10 miles an hour after midnight. Chance of precipitation 70%. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 70s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely until midnight, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 60%. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday night, decreasing clouds. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 50. Friday and Friday night, mostly clear. Highs in the mid-70s. Lows in the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs around 80. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 50s. Sunday through Monday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the lower 50s. At 2 p.m. in Omaha, it was cloudy. The temperature was 74 degrees, the dew point 61, and the relative humidity 63%. The wind was south at 22 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.74 inches and falling. Across eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa, at Offutt Air Force Base, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 74. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 77 at Lincoln, 76 at Millard, 80 at Fremont, 75 at Columbus, and 75 at Blair Airport. Under cloudy skies, Tacoma reported 78, Nebraska City reported 74, Plattsmouth reported 75, and Red Oak, Iowa reported 73. Here are some observations from across the region. Skies ranged from partly sunny to cloudy. It was 72 at Grand Island, 57 at Norfolk, 63 at Sioux Falls, 70 at Sioux City, and 72 at Des Moines. Kansas City reported 75, Concordia, Kansas reported 79, North Platte reported 57, Denver reported 65, and Valentine reported 57. Once again, at 2 p.m. in Omaha, it was 74 degrees under cloudy skies. The Omaha Metropolitan Area Pollutant Standards Index for today is 44, which represents good air quality, with ozone the main pollutant. The forecast for Wednesday is 43, considered good air quality, with ozone the primary pollutant. The pollen count today for trees was 672, a high count, with ash, cottonwood, oak the primary pollens. The pollen count for wheat was 0. The pollen count for grass was 3, a low count. Air pollution forecasts and pollen counts are provided by the Douglas County Health Department. This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of southwest Iowa, west central Iowa. Number 59, effective until 10 p.m. This watch includes the following counties in Nebraska: Burt, Cass, Dodge, Douglas, Odo, Sarpy, Saunders, and Washington, and the following counties in Iowa: Harrison and Pottawatomie. Remember, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, broadcast radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, Tornado Watch number 59 has been issued until 10 p.m. for the following counties in Nebraska: Burt, Cass, Dodge, Douglas, Odo, Sarpy, Saunders, and Washington, and the following counties in Iowa: Harrison and Pottawatomie.